As I turned to lean my shovel against the rusted gray of the car, I looked in passing down into the grave I had dug, and saw there, along the face or wall, in trembling roots, the path I had traveled these several months, taking the census in the farthest districts. As if by chance, my eye followed the slender red roots down and down into the grave, first left, then left, then left, then left, then right, then left, then left, then right, then left, then left, and always down. It was as if I could feel my hand upon the wheel, driving those field-wrapping roads, and felt almost removed into the person I had been, someone like to myself, someone I myself might have known, someone bound, in fact, as an arrow towards me, towards my heart and the place in which I now stand. Had I known him? Who is it that can claim at any time to know his own appearance, his own ideas? And yet, we come back into ourselves again and again. There must be some recognition, something, even so slight. Must there be? For me, I return to myself. I return, and what I find is that which surrounds me. The march of the hills that meets my eyes, it continues on within, uninterrupted. There is so little in me now to raise a cry. I am waiting, and as I wait, images circle of my life, of my son, of these most recent days. Everything further is dim and becomes dimmer still, though now and then something vivid arrives. Something vivid breaks the frame, and then, perhaps then most of all, I forget who I am or when. Who can comprehend blankness? We as humans are so full of longing. What is blank eludes us. To be blank, to contain at your core a blankness, it must be a talent. A person must have it, and must have it possibly from the very first. I have always had it. In my time, I had read things. Things like, a census taker must above all attempt, even long for, blankness. The fact that we mar our impressions, mar the scenes we enter by even our presence alone, it is something census takers carefully, gently even, pretends not to know. If we knew it, we could not even begin our basic enterprise. For us, the census is a sort of crusade into the unknown. Someone once said about it, into a tempest with a lantern. Into a tempest with a lantern. These are words I have said under my breath many times. Though for me, the feeling is not heroic, but comedic. There is a helplessness to the census taker. The limits of what can be done are very clear. Perhaps it is this very element that draws those who do it to this terrible and completely thankless work. For it is clear that whatever good it might appear to do, there can really be no meaning in such a thing, much less in some infinitely small part of such an impossibly large endeavor. My wife, now dead, would laugh to see me in an old coat approaching houses. But I feel it still, the warmth of the little lantern, the storm of the tempest. Most of all, it was my son who prepared me for this work, my son who showed me, not in speech, but in his daily way, that we are by our nature a kind of measure, that we are measuring each other at every moment. This was the census he began at birth, that he continues even now. It was his census that led into our taking of the census, our travel north. It was his life, his way of thinking, that made the work of the census seem possible, even inevitable.